I want to thank all who participated in the Trunk and Treat. Judy and I went to Pensacola to see our new grandbaby, number 12 great grand. Now, we have a mixed family, so it's not all arrows from my quiver, that's for sure. But we honored the birth of our 12th great grandbaby. And Tina and Travis filled in for me for the Sunday service, and then we couldn't be at the Trunk and Treat. But they sent me some videos, and they sent me pictures, and I said to Tina, well, I wish we were there. And Judy said, no, I'd rather we be here. But we enjoyed our time with the grandbaby, and thank you for all who participated in the Trunk and Treat. It's a wonderful way to give outreach a little bit to the community that we're responsible for. So I want to thank you for that. And a gentle reminder that Monday, November the 11th, is Veterans Day, that we honor all who served in a special way of helping keeping all of us free. And, you know, America is an exceptional nation, not that we're better than anybody else, but we honor freedom, we honor sacrifice, and we thank God for all the people who has given their lives as a service to this country. So, Veterans Day, we honor the ones that are still here. Memorial Day, we honor those who gave up their life. But Veterans Day is a special time just to say thank you for your service. Not only the military, although that's important. EMS, police officers. I think it's a wonderful thing just when you see them, just simply say thank you for your service. Well, I don't know too many other things that are going on right now, except this is a Sunday that we eat. We always eat on the second Sunday of the month, unless there's a special thing that month. We, for the most part, let you know when we're eating, but when the Christians met, the Christians ate, and if the Christians hadn't ate, they'd have never met. That's usually the way it goes, so we enjoy covered dish dinners, and thank you for all of you who bring a special treat. So, thank you. We also want to know any birthdays. I celebrated a birthday last week, and Betty had celebrated a birthday last week. And I'm not too sure, since I've been back, if there's any this week or any anniversaries. But we always know there's an anniversary and a birthday somewhere. So, with that, Tina gave us a song. Happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to you. And then she combined it, and it goes like this. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Hope to see you in church in person sometime soon. Have a blessed day.